obviously they are looking at the consequences of it for them going forward.
Mark, you said at the beginning about the markets and what they're looking for. I mean, does anyone in the markets really believe that Greece will be able to stick to all these conditions and to the things that it's already said it will do?
We haven't found a single investor this week who believes it can meet any of the targets that have been outlined in the package. If you look at what bond yields are doing, borrowing costs, yes, they're better than they were. But as Caroline said, this is mostly to do with the ECB pumping liquidity into the markets and lending free three-year money to the banks to allow them to repair their balance sheets, some of which is being recycled into those bonds, which is keeping borrowing costs down. But there really is not a whole sense of optimism that you can do this economic experiment successfully.
Well, I can just jump in on that as well. I think what you're seeing is, looking at the other side of the coin, okay, the Greeks are basically doomed, but the rest of Europe doesn't have to be. So actually, what giving, you know, even if it doesn't work, because the rest of Europe another 9 months to get their banks in order. So the level of sort of exposure is diminished. And these kind of banks are obviously very big European banks, Commerzbank in Germany, Crédit Agricole in France. Those are the guys lobbying their governments to say, keep Greece alive for a bit longer. A bit like having it on kind of life support. It helps them out a lot more.
Mm. And we had a lot of voices this week, Caroline, saying, well, as you explained, look at how much these banks are losing on what they've lent to Greece. What we still don't yet know is how much they may end up losing by lending to the likes of Portugal, Italy and Spain.
Well, actually, what's fascinating is there were some new growth numbers out from Europe. The Greeks are forecast to shrink by another 4.5% this year, but all the other, you know, countries in line are also forecast to shrink. Portugal is expected to fall by 3.3%, Italy and Spain by 1%. But I think what's happened because of the ECB intervention is you don't see the feeling of the next shoe dropping. You haven't quite got that fear, which has gone in the last few weeks because of the ECB intervening.
I was going to talk about those growth predictions from the European Commission. Growth is the one thing that all countries in Europe need a little bit more of now, Mark. And yet we have the oil price heading higher and higher because of these tensions over Iran's nuclear program. I mean, that's not going to be good, Mark, for countries buying oil in Europe, is it?
Oil's off for a seventh day. It's its longest winning streak in more than a year. It becomes a bit of a conundrum in that sense. It's up partly because of the Iran situation. It's also partly up because the global growth outlook looks better. The US looks healthier. Its job numbers are better. Germany is better. France looks better than expected. And in Asia, we're starting to see some signs that China might be able to manage the soft landing. At the same time, having an oil price is clearly going to have a braking effect upon that rebound. And so it really does depend what happens in Iran, as well as what the global economic outlook looks like. Traders are certainly showing no inhibition about pushing oil prices higher. We saw forecasts last week from Goldman Sachs saying they're still expecting that rally to continue. And oil is firmly entrenched above $100 now.
And the issue, Caroline, for Europe is oil is priced in dollars. The euro is weak. That makes oil even more expensive for European countries to buy. I mean, it's a pretty bleak future.
Our readers are really interested and very worried about this, and they are right to be. I mean, the last thing that you need is a time in the UK when you had inflation falling is the prospect of price rises in gasoline. And politically, it's becoming a huge issue on the campaign in America. We saw Obama out yesterday in Florida talking about gas prices. You've seen Newt Gingrich on the campaign trail promising that he can somehow deliver magically oil at $2.50 a barrel. So actually, politically, it's going to become more and more important. And I think we're going to see that, certainly in the French campaign, with concerns about that coming there.
I was talking there to Caroline Daniel of the Weekend FT and Mark Gilbert from Bloomberg. Well, that's all for this edition of World Business Report. Just to remind you of how you can get in touch with us with your thoughts on anything that you hear in the programme. You can leave a message on the BBC Business page on Facebook. That is at facebook.com/BBC Business. We are also on Twitter. Our address there is at BBC Business. And, of course, as ever, you can get the very latest market news 24 hours a day through our website. And you get to that by typing bbcworldservice.com/business.
BBC.
The BBC World Service is 80 years old, and we're celebrating with a unique day of broadcasting.
You're listening to the BBC World Service.
I'll be taking you through the day, which will be coming live from an open space at the heart of Bush House, London. So join me, Pune Gudusi, for a day of news, events, and sharing of ideas. Bush House Inside Out, on air and online on Wednesday, the 29th of February.
If you want to know when any of our programmes are on, You can find the BBC schedule and frequencies for your city at bbcworldservice.com.
This is the BBC in Naples,
Tel Aviv,
Perth,
Accra.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're having a great day. You're listening to Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan, and I'll be with you for the next hour with Sounds of the City, a show dedicated to promoting all upcoming live shows, both local, international, big, small, whatever. If there's a good show, I'll try to come and promote it within the if there's a good show for the next week, I'll try to promote it during my show. So when you guys get jambled about how many concerts are going on in town and you need to know which concert to go to, that's where I come in. I'll give you some good advice. I'll play you some good music, see what you like. I'll tell you the prices and you can go check them out. So to get the show started, I am very happy to Later on the show, it's going to be a very good show, as always. At least I think so. But later on the show, I'm going to have Niels from Beats Without Borders, a promotional company based in Vancouver. And we're just going to try to get a little bit more of a better perspective of what it's like to throw a show in Vancouver and what this live scene music is like, because that's what I'm particularly interested in. However, before I get into Beats Without Borders and all that whole shebang, I am a huge fan of Deep Purple, and they are coming to town this Sunday night. Tickets are a little bit on the pricey side of stuff. They're around $80 and they can go up to $100. However, it's Deep Purple and they're playing at Queen Elizabeth Theater. Awesome venue. I can't say not check it out because it is must be checked out. This is a live version of their song Black Knight. You gotta listen to this. Enjoy.
Go.
That was only one song by Deep Purple. I would like to dedicate another. Wasn't that absolutely incredible? Jesus Christ. All right, they're not going to be around for much, much longer in this world. Oh, I'm not saying they're going to die tomorrow. Don't take that wrong impression. I'm just saying they've been around for a while, and bands don't last forever as much as we would like them to. But luckily, music does, and I would love to play another song by Deep Purple. This one's called Soldier of Fortune, and I would like to dedicate it to the two gentlemen who called in saying that they love this music. Sorry, I forgot to get your names. I was a little bit busy. But this one is dedicated to you both. Thanks for listening to Sounds of the City Radio on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I have often told you stories about the way I lived a life of a drifter, waiting for the day. When I take your hand and sing songs, maybe you would say, come lay with me and love me, and I would surely stay. But I feel I'm growing older, and the songs that I have sung echo in the distance, like the sound of a window going round. I guess I'll always be a soldier of
just heard was Soldier of Fortune by Deep Purple. I don't usually do this, play a whole bunch of extra songs that I'm not supposed to be playing, but I've gotten a lot of requests about Deep Purple, and apparently it's too early to stop, so this one's called When a Blind Man Cries.
If you're leaving, close the door. I'm not expecting people anymore. Hear me grieving, lying on the floor. Whether I'm drunk or dead, I really ain't too sure. I'm a blind man
Deep Purple. Once again, they're going to be coming to town on Sunday. Tickets are a bit pricey, around $80 to $100, but most definitely a must check out. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Once again, that the show is going to be at Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Thank you so much for listening. Another show that we have coming up is by the very, 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 very talented Keller Williams. He's going to be playing that 560 Club next Thursday. This one's called Teen Angst. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Surely don't, and I wish that someone would go pour me a tall one. 'Cause what the world needs now is a new kind of tension, 'cause the old one is boring me to death. What the world needs now is another folk singer, like I need a hole in. Good start with me, and I think I will drive and find some place to be surly. I don't know what the world may want, but some words of wisdom sure could comfort us, and I reckon I'll leave that up to somebody wiser. 'Cause what the world needs now is some true words of wisdom, like la 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 la. What the world
for perfection. Geez, I would just be happy to have your attention. I don't know what the world may want, but your long sweet body laying next to mine would surely raise up my spirits. 'Cause what the world needs now is a new Frank Sinatra, so I can get you in bed. What the world needs now is another folk singer, like I need a hole in my head. What the world needs now, what the world needs now, is another folk singer, like I need a hole in my head. What the world needs now, what the world needs now, is a new Frank Sinatra, so I can get you in bed.
February 20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with guest Bleach is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And the music you just heard was from the talented Keller Williams. He's playing Thursday, March 1st at 560 Nightclub. Tickets are $25 in advance, and you can buy tickets at takeaweb.ca. Very talented, an incredible loop artist. I would highly recommend checking this show out. It's presented to you by Upstream Entertainment. But carrying on with the rest of our show, there's a lot of good shows happening this week. I would like to talk about a show that's going to be happening tomorrow night, and it is presented by Beats Without Borders, and Beats Without Borders presents Random Rab and Govinda. I would like to try to explain what type of electronic music Random Rab and Govinda are. However, I think the best thing for me to do justice to this is for you guys to check out such beautiful music that I'm going to play for you right now. This one's from Random Rab's latest album called Visual Real. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
When I close my eyes,
just heard one of the latest from Random Rab with the song I Alone. That is from his latest album called Visual. Once again, I highly recommend checking this show out tomorrow night, Saturday night. Beats Without Borders presents Random Rab and Govinda. And I am very, very happy to say that we have one of the city's finest promoters, Nils, on the line. If I still have him on the line, he would say hello. And there's obviously a little minor technical difficulty with Nils being online. So Nils is not on the line right now. However, I would like to further comment on how awesome of a show this is. $20 in advance. You can buy tickets at beatswithoutborders.com. For now, I'm going to play you another one by Random Rap until I can figure out where Nils has disappeared to, because I don't like it when he disappears. We'll be right back. See if our minor technical difficulty has been fixed or not yet. I am hoping to have the lovely voice of Nils on the other line. If I do, please say hello. Okay, back to the music. I have to figure this out. Sorry. Try this again. Do I have Nils? This is very unfortunate. We'll be right back. It is very unfortunate that we're not able. I haven't been able to get Nils on the line yet. I'm having some minor technical difficulties. However, until I'm hopefully managed to fix these difficulties, I would like you to listen to some music by Govinda. What you've been really listening to thus far has been Random Rab from his latest album called Visual, and this one is Govinda. Check him out. Back here with CITR 101.9. I think you're listening to Sounds of the City. I truly hope that we managed to fix the minor technical difficulty that we had with trying to get Nils on the line. If he is on the line one more time and I still can't hear his voice, I'll try to finish this song and I'll promise to get this problem fixed. I don't give up that easily. I believe that we finally got our technical difficulty fixed, and we should have Nils from Beats Without Borders on air with us right now.
Hey, Rahim.
Hey, Nils. How are you?
The sound of Govinda playing there.
Oh, thank God. I'm actually very happy to hear your own sound playing right now, because we had some minor technical difficulties of trying to get you on air. But I'm happy that you're here.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. Nils, I haven't explained much about what's going to happen tomorrow night with Random Rab and Govinda, and I thought that you would be a better person to give a better explanation about all the crazy different things that you have planned for the night.
Sounds good, Rain. Well, it's a Beats Without Borders event, and for any listeners who don't know about Beats Without Borders, we are a collective of DJs and music producers and event producers in Vancouver who produce events that feature sounds for the dance floor from around the world. So just there, we were listening to Govinda, who's actually based out of Austin, Texas, but he's traveled the world a lot. You can hear in his sound that there's some influences from the Middle East and India. And even his name, Govinda, is taken from a Indian deity. So that's kind of our general theme. We like to sort of have people be inspired by dance floor beats that have a little global vibe to them. Tomorrow night, we've got a really nice lineup. I'm actually going to play at the very beginning of the night, so anybody who wants to come super early, the doors open at 9, and you could keep me company and warm up the dance floor.
I'll be there personally. I'm sure
there
a lot
we
of other
go.
People will.
Right on. So
one support
we got
at
one
a time.
Already. Let's keep them coming.
One support at a time.
Yep. And then coming on at 10:15, I'm really excited about to be able to share a local duo that's just banded together. Two separate performers, one by the name of Ronan, the other by the name of Self-Evident. Self-Evident is part of the Lida crew, which some people might know. And they've teamed up together and created a duo they called Break Drum.
Awesome.
So they're going to play at 10:15 until 11:30. At 11:30, we got a wonderful belly dancer, Lava, performing.
Ooh,
she does
sweet.
A style that's called Tribal Fusion. So it's sort of a tribal belly dance, but the music she chooses has a real edge to it. And she's a wonderful performer. We've had her dance at a couple previous Beats Without Borders events, so we're happy to have Lava back with us. And she's going to set the stage for Govinda, who we were just listening to there. Govinda,
tunes,
I'm excited about very much. I saw him and heard him last year at Shambhala for the first time, and he was my most favorite performer at Shambhala last year, so I was very happy to be able to track him down and lure him to Vancouver for the first time ever.
This is the first time show in Vancouver, really?
First show in Vancouver ever, and I'm really excited about it, actually. I think it's going to be a good time with him, and definitely, hopefully not the last time in Vancouver.
Hopefully not. And you have a lot of crazy visuals as well?
Yes, we have Michael Hyde, who's a local visuals artist, who's going to be providing the visuals. And I just want to sneak in there that our primary headliner, Random Rab, he's from San Francisco, and he'll be coming on at about 1:15.
Yeah, I just played some of his music before Govinda. I got a chance to play some of Random Rab's music from his latest album, Visureel. And wow,
yeah.
What a new album that is.
It's
a creative
amazing. Yeah,
album
just
that
came
is.
Out. And
he's
really
not here, so I think you should, if you could just explain the album on his behalf a bit, that would be lovely for us.
Oh, well.
Well, whatever you can, of course.
Yeah, it'd be tricky to really properly go into the depth of his creative vision.
Oh,
but
I couldn't. Like when I would
random,
try.
Random Rab's music is definitely not your sort of typical club dance music. It's very sophisticated. It's got a very kind of more, I would say, almost sensual quality to it. He really established a big reputation for himself playing at Burning Man. He's played at, I think, just about every Burning Man, and he plays a very highly anticipated sunrise set every year at Burning Man.
How long has he been around?
Oh, gosh, I think he's been doing his thing as Random Rab for, oh, my goodness, I don't know. I'm going to say I think around 10 years. I don't know really for sure, but he's not a total newcomer.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's been to Vancouver a few times before. It's the first time he's with us for Beats Without Borders. But I think he's got some friends in Vancouver, and we're expecting a good turnout. So
yeah, we'd love
to have him.
Just curious, when you said his music is more sophisticated, this is just a personal question of interest that I have. What defines, but it is still danceable, very, very danceable. I've seen the guy perform before, and people have a great time on the dance floor. But what's for you, as a music enthusiast, what's the difference between sophisticated electronic music and just dance club electronic music?
Right. Well, I guess
or is that
I don't
too
wanna,
much of a question for when you're just waking up?
Snobby. Maybe I should have chosen a different word.
No, because I agree with you. I do agree with you. I do definitely think that there are sophisticated electronic music, and then there's the cliche club music that we have.
Yeah.
But as just a music enthusiast, I would like to know your opinion about.
Yeah. Well, I think I think that a lot of electronic dance music is a bit formulaic because. You know, even someone with a limited musical knowledge can buy all sorts of software and sort of paste it together and create some beats, you know. And then there's people like Random Rab who have actually studied music and understand, you know, melody and how to sort of put music together. And there's just a different sort of thing going on in that music that it's not just a pounding beat that's sort of repeated incessantly, but there's actually like some dynamics and different sort of instruments being placed in the music. And for me, at least, I find that just engages me as a listener and a dancer more. And
yeah, exactly.
Be more inspired.
It takes you on a whole new level of enjoyment.
Yeah, definitely sort of a journey as opposed to just a pounding my head up and down.
Yeah,
you know?
True point. Yeah. We don't have much time, but I would definitely like to know your opinion. A couple weeks ago, I had a chance to speak with Steph Chaminoid, and he moved up here from Mexico, and he was explaining how this was his perspective. He was explaining how disappointed he was in the amount of lack of support that live music gets in Vancouver. As a promoter who I think Bates Without Borders has been around for 8-9 years now. It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you guys have thrown many, many shows. I'm curious to know what your perspective on the support for live music is in this city. Like, is it hopeful? Do you think it'll get better? Like, is it pumping or is it a very down place?
Well, I didn't hear that interview with Steph, but he's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I'll have to follow up with him in person to know exactly what he meant there. But I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach to that. I actually feel like there's good support in Vancouver, but I think sometimes what happens in Vancouver is that there's just too many things going on, which,
yeah,
in a way,
yeah,
if you
true.
Ask me, is a good problem to have. I think that is a sign of a city that's maturing culturally and that has a lot to offer. I mean, I can remember being in New York City in 1999, and I was there in October. I was there midweek, I think from like a Tuesday to a Thursday, just for 2 or 3 days. And even on a Tuesday night in New York, you know, you could open up the Village Voice and there would be 100 super cool things to choose from. Not just like one or two, but
yeah,
a lot, you know. And I sort of feel like, you know, as Vancouver emerges as a global city and as a place that a lot of people are drawn to from around the world, you know, that there's a lot of things going on. So therefore, as a promoter, if you're someone who's putting on shows and trying to engage people, it sometimes might take a while to sort of develop a trust with your audience, you know. And I know that Steph has not been in Vancouver a super long time, and so I've been to all of the events he's put on, and I must say he puts on very good events. He's got one coming up in April with Tipper, which is super exciting. Yeah. I think that's going to do very, very well.
Heard of that one.
But it just maybe takes a little while for people to sort of gain that trust. And, you know, Beats Without Borders, we've been, as you mentioned, we've been doing our thing for almost 8 years now. And so after that amount of time, hopefully if people are walking down the street and they see one of our posters, even if they don't recognize the name that's on there, if they've been to one or two or three of our events, they might look at it and go, Beats Without Borders, okay, that's going to be cool. And so I think it's just a matter of kind of establishing yourself, and I'm not as sort of pessimistic as that might sound from Steph, but you know, the other thing too is that there's lots of things outside of music going on here. We're blessed with the mountains and the ocean and the
true.
Forest, and you know, I think sometimes maybe people are out enjoying the scenery too much or something. I don't know, but I think there's a lot of good choices in Vancouver, and I'm actually pretty encouraged by the scene here.
That's awesome. It was nice to get a more optimistic perspective. Not to say that Steph's perspective was entirely negative. If it was entirely negative, he wouldn't continue doing it. He still has a lot of hope for it. But as you said, I think it'll just take him a little bit of some time for people to get used to him and for him to get used to the people.
And, you know, one thing, too, is that, I mean, sometimes if you're organizing an event, you can do everything right. You can pick the right artists. You can promote it well, and you know, everything that needs to be done to put a good show together, and sometimes the stars just aren't going to align, you know. I mean,
yeah,
I would say,
happen.
Honestly, maybe to slightly back step up there, one thing is that if a person has never organized a show and it's super easy to criticize, I mean, it's not an easy thing to make an event happen. There's a lot of aspects to it that people might not even think about, you know. And as a promoter, sometimes if you're doing a show and it's like a couple days away and you haven't sold a lot of tickets, it can be very stressful, you know?
Yeah.
I think Vancouver is a bit of a last-minute town, but I'm hoping lots of last-minute people buy tickets to Random Rab and Govinda on Saturday night, because it's going to be a great show. And
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you having me on.
Tickets are only $18 plus service charge, in advance, of course, and $23 at the door. But are tickets available today at High Life as well?
Tickets are available at High Life, at which is on Commercial Drive. It's a great little record store that sells music from around the world. Zulu Records on West 4th, which is probably closer to some of your UBC listeners there. And Beat Street Records, which is downtown on Hastings, another cool record store.
And
also
can buy
online, if people want to purchase tickets online, they can go to beatswithoutborders.com, and there's a link to our ticket sales there.
And tickets are there till tomorrow? Will there be tickets
online
tomorrow?
Sales cut off on 6 p.m. on Saturday.
How about records?
And I do expect there will be tickets available at the door, so if anybody decides at the last minute, just come on down on the night of the show.
Yeah, but it might be sold out before that, so I hope people buy tickets earlier rather than later. Well,
there
anyhow,
you go.
Thank you so much for calling in. Once again, sorry about that little minor technical difficulty.
Hey, it's radio, no problem. Thanks for having me, Rain.
Not a problem. I would like to leave both Niels and our listeners with another song by Random Rab, which I absolutely love this album. This one's called Elixir's Burden. You guys are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Sounds of the City Radio. Thanks for listening.
که ما راست خدایا چه نغزت چه خوب است چه زیباست خدایا جگرمی فدادیم بدان سان که نخیزیم
from his latest album, Visual Reel. That song was called Elixir's Burden. It had featured on it David Bloke and Alia Goldberg on the violin. Once again, that show is tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Red Room. Tickets are $18 in advance, and you can buy it at High Life, Beat Street, or Zulu, or you can spend $25 at the door. I recommend buying it in advance. But carrying on with the rest of our show, and I don't have much time left, also tomorrow night is Maria in the Shower with a Plastic Acid Orchestra. They're playing at the Vogue Theater. You're wondering what the Plastic Acid Orchestra is. Apparently, it's a 45-piece orchestra. So if you guys want to check out Maria in the Shower, a great local band, it is time to rise up and support this good fella, friends of ours, and spend $20 in advance to buy tickets to their show. And $20 for a 50-piece band, I say that is well worth it. I would like to play you a song by them. It's called Methods of Exit. It's not going to resemble the 50-piece orchestra. However, it'll try to do some justice to what you're about to see tomorrow night. Tickets are $20 in advance or $30 at the door at the Vogue Theater. Check it out. This one's Marie in the Shower, and the song is called Methods of Exit. If you're listening to it at CITR 101.9.
Death by paparazzi. Death by slight annoyance. Death by Playmobil. Death by aloe vera. Death by Polaroid. Death by acoustics. Death by O.J. Simpson. Death by douche. Death by China. Death by scientific method. Death by compact disc. Death by Buffon. Death by corporate logo. Death by MP3. Death by run-on sentence. Death by bones. Death by human imagination. Death by the great mystery. Death by newborn baby. Death by forgetfulness. Death by devils. Death by death. Death by imagined future appliances. Death by disappointment. Death by ladybug. Death by fridge. Death by microwave. Death by stapler. Death by mousetrap. Death by social mortification. Death by camper van. Death by masturbation. Death by brainstorm. Death by internet. Death by upper harmonics. Death by barcode. Death by cell phone. Death by magenta. Death by MySpace. Death by the butler in the living room with the lead pipe. Death by gross excess of adjectives. Death by bureaucracy. Death by extreme titillation. Death by silk screening. Death by mashed potatoes. Death by indigestion. Death by semen ingestion. Death by post-watering theater. Death by tomato. Death by jam. Death by hypotenuse. Death by Seinfeld. Death by buggery. Death by the Olympics. Death by Peter Frampton. Death by double digits. Death by global warming. Death by raspberry margaritas. Death by sexy back. Death by paper cutter. Death by a single moment. Death by biology. Death by grout. Death by grass. Death by birdsong. Death by candlelight. Death by Agatha Christie. Death by opium. Death by purple nurple. Death by biblical flood. Death by mistranslation. Death by corns and peas. Death by smoking. Death by not smoking. Death by books. Death by libraries. Death by librarians. Death by black suits. Death by open wounds. Death by coats and coat hangers.